Yay!
Hello.
Woo!
We're here.
And the wheels are turning.
Yes. How are you, Jasper? How you doing?
I'm doing lovely. Oh my gosh, we're here. Have no fear. And we're about to steer into the episode of Glee Season 1.
I love it.
How are
Nice.
you, Megan?
Doing a-okay. It is 80 degrees in October, and I
Oh.
don't like it, but that's fine.
You know what? Yeah, I can relate. It is hot, but it's cooling down at night.
True, true.
Yeah.
Talking about the weather, great start to any
Oh
amazing podcast.
my
It's just
gosh.
hot. I'm over it. I'm not a summer. I'm a basic white girl. I love fall. I love
Okay.
the coolness.
Yeah, this is when social media is like at its prime, when it talks about fall things like fall girls and fall drinks. But then there's this really fun account, which is like not that fun because it's called Ordinary People Memes. And it's
Okay.
literally the most simple things people say. And because today is a Monday, there was this like video of a guy who's like, oh, what did he say? He was like, Happy Monday, Dan brought donuts. And it's like such a common thing that happens.
That's fun. I mean, is this for like white people? Is that
No,
because I'm like, that's funny.
it's quite diverse,
Good. Nice.
but the phrases are quite like quite common.
Yeah, we could have a whole conversation about like the concept of basic. Like, I think it's, oh no.
Happy Monday.
Cheryl's even better. Cheryl brought donuts.
Oh, it's so funny.
I've liked things that are quote unquote basic for a very long time. I'm so happier in my life. You make me a better person. The face, it's the eye contact for me.
Yes,
Yes.
exactly. But they have a diverse cast. Not much diversity, but we've got
Oh, you match
the
the shirts. Your
Yes, we do.
move aside, let me show you how it's
Because
done. Why is this funny?
it's such a common thing, and we love, intern boy.
Like his time. Would you all mind taking that outside? I don't mind at all. We just don't smoke inside the house. I've never heard that one, but
Yeah,
I can
no,
imagine.
that makes me proud. But yeah, please follow them. They're
What are they
hilarious.
called?
Ordinary People
All right.
Memes.
Ordinary people memes. If you want to collaborate, we're here.
Yes. Also,
Right.
what the
But
heck is
oh, I've
this?
seen that picture before. I what's it? No. Favorite. I love them all equally. It's what parents say about their children. I'm actually gonna follow them right now so I don't forget.
Yes. Yeah, we love fall. We love ordinary people. We love
I also like
Jonathan.
sweaters. Sweaters are just,
Sweaters. Yeah, this year the cable knit ones are coming back.
they're coming. I thought they've been back. No,
Actually, I don't think they never left.
I feel like, I feel like I see cable knit sweater. Well, I also live in the Pacific Northwest now, so like they're everywhere from late October to April, basically.
Yeah, true. I can't wait. I need those sweaters, but it's just been so hot.
Ordinary people memes.
Yeah, did
All
I
right,
get that
everyone go follow ordinary people memes.
Yes.
I have 12 friends that follow them, so that must mean quality. So, oh man. So, we're
So.
here to talk Glee. We're here to talk about we're like almost halfway through season one,
Yeah.
right? How many
Yeah.
episodes are there? 20?
22?
Oh, so we're
Are
not
we
halfway. We're almost halfway.
it's giving season is
Oh,
long.
we're almost halfway there. Oh,
Very appropriate.
leave
Yeah.
it
So yeah, let's get into it.
on red.
Wheel. This was an iconic episode and one really worth discussion because we give Artie his place as the lead character.
Yes, so in this episode 8, it's called Mashup. And yes, Artie, who honestly, he was one of my favorites, if not my favorite, from the very beginning. This is like, you're right, the first episode where he is the main character. He is the one that the episode is. There's like a couple episodes where he's like very much a main character.
Yeah. I mean, they all get it, but this one was like the first.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, what's this episode about, Megan?
Okay, I'll walk us through the plot. So we still have this weird relationship going on with Mr. Schuster and Emma. Mr. Schuster being the Glee Club teacher, Emma being the school counselor. And at this point in the plot, Emma and Ken, who is the football coach, are now engaged. And they've been engaged, but secretly. Basically, Emma straight up told Ken, like, I don't want to touch you, I don't want to live with you, but I don't want to be alone and single either, so I'll marry you, which...
Not good.
Ken. Like, poor Ken.
Poor Ken. This is just bad.
He's just, Emma's not right for him, but he loves her and she doesn't want to be alone, so he'll, it's sad that it's sweet of like the, I would rather be with you than be alone. It's like more sad than sweet, but also it's like, he actually cares about her. I can't say the same for her though. So there's still this like, you know, weirdness between Mr. Schuster and Emma. And basically, in this episode, Ken, the football coach, is so pissed at Mr. Schuster that he basically tells his football players, if you want to be in football, but you can't be in football at Glee Club, because he's mad at Mr. Schu. Yeah. And so that puts four or five characters in a bind. So there's like Finn, there's Puck. There's Kurt, who joined the football team to be their coach. Right. And then there's kind of the background characters who will get more highlights going forward in the seasons. But there's Mike Chang and Matt, who are all given this ultimatum, like, come to this Thursday afternoon practice, which is at the same time as Glee Club, or don't come back at all. Like, this is very much just drama, because he's so... Yeah. He's, like, just over... Shu flirting with his woman, which like fair, I agree. So he's trying to get them to make a decision. At the same time, Finn and Quinn are still dating, which Finn and Quinn usually names that rhyme are cute, but I'm not sure how I feel about that. But at the same time, Rachel and Puck have this like weird fling this episode. Like, I think Puck has this weird like revelation that because he's Jewish, he should be with the girl who's Jewish.
Right.
And Rachel's like literally the only Jewish girl he knows, and even though she's annoying, he was like, okay, like we'll try to make it work. Which it's funny because it's such a loose plot point for this episode and it doesn't go anywhere.
Right.
But yeah, there's a lot of that going on.
Is this what? Wheels?
No, this is Mashup. This is before Wheels. So we've been talking about different episodes. Well, I've been talking more, but
I've literally been making Wheels references.
I know. I thought you were confused, and you were apparently. So right now we're talking about episode 8 Mashup, because which I understand your confusion, because we literally before this episode also had an episode about mashups. So there's like two episodes about mashing up music.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
My notes right. As well.
Ooh. But here's the really weird thing about this episode is at the same time that Ken is like pissed at Mr. Schuster for like still like making goo-goo eyes at Emma. Mm-hmm. They also go to him and ask him, hey, can you mash up these two songs that do not go together as our wedding song? And can you give us dance lessons? So, again, the show is all about hyperbole, but it's like, why would you encourage your fiance to go dance with the guy that you don't want her to be with?
Yeah.
And also, do you remember the songs that that he wanted them to mash up.
Wasn't it "I Want to See You Bump, 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 Bump"?
So it's the Thong song.
Yeah, Thong. I said Bump.
Mashed up with "I Could Have Danced All Night" from My Fair Lady. Because Ken wants to dance to the Thong song because he wants to, as he says in the show, shake his moneymaker.
Right.
But Emma, who is very much this like sweet little innocent, well, not so innocent, but like sweet, you know, like show tunesy, wants to have her first dance to be "I Could Have Danced All Night" from that musical. And spoiler alert, Mr. Shu doesn't make a mashup of the two songs because they're too different to go together. And while he like gazes longingly at Emma.
And it got too intense. Do you remember how that ended? He was on top of her.
Yeah. And she goes to her dance lesson in her wedding dress, which actually is very smart.
Yeah.
She has to learn to dance in something that's not danceable in.
Right.
You know? But it's like very much like, I'm wearing this to entice you and, you know, to flirt with you. And anyways, so yeah, there's all this like weird stuff going on between Emma and Will still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's some like repetitiveness coming up with their,
yeah.
Oh, we shouldn't flirt with each other, but let's be alone together and do stuff. And,
it just sounds like modern dating.
You're not wrong. Glee was before its time, apparently.
Glee really was. And then also behind in the time. Yeah.
There's a lot of like love interest flirtation in this episode because you also have Sue Sylvester, who still has her, you know, daytime television, you know, Sue's Corner going on.
Love it.
And the local news anchor, his name is Rod Remington.
Oh yes.
Like, flat out flirts with her, leads her on, and she gets really excited. She's like it's the first time that Sue's like chilled out the whole semester. Because she's like in love with this, you know, potential suitor. But and also she takes dance lessons with Mr. Shu, which I was like,
isn't that how like it opened at one point? It was just like they were just dancing.
Yeah, like she wanted lessons, which also is like a total 180. Literally the last episode where they were screaming at each other.
Really?
So,
and that's like the whole theme. Like there's always this weird like sexual attention, envy, jealousy, best friend, confusion, always going on. Right. Yeah.
they're frenemies to a T.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
But Sue gets led on, you know, the news anchor is like, I can't be tied down, like, that's why I have a tiger tattoo. Oh, man. And in the end, like, Rachel and Puck don't end up together. Rod and Sue don't end up together. Will and Emma don't end up together. Like, literally all of this was just failed relationship dating, basically.
Right.
Yeah, I think you were thinking about the next episode, which is Wheels, which centers Artie.
Which I prefer, because this episode is not
good. Yeah, it was fine. Like, also, because, yeah, the songs that were in this episode.
Yeah, what were the songs? Besides Thong Song.
Yeah, Thong Song, and I Could Have Danced All Night.
Oh, Sweet Caroline. I remember Puck sung that to Rachel.
Yeah, this was, like, the first, I think, solo.
Yes.
Does.
Yep.
Which
was great. I'm not a big Puck soloist fan, but I did like that one.
Yeah. I enjoy that the actor who plays Puck can actually play guitar.
Yeah.
So like it's kind of cool seeing him do that while singing because it feels more musical.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely. And then, yeah, the premise of this whole episode, like, starts off with Will Schuster going to the Glee Club and handing them, so like, this is my favorite song. Find a song to mash it up with. And I'm like, that's not a good teacher. Like, you don't just, like, we talked about this, like, I think last time or the time before of, like, you gotta do stuff that the kids like or that's gonna educate them, not just because you like it.
Right. Exactly.
And the song that he wanted them to mash it up with was Bust a Move.
Right. There was a lot of hip hop situations going on. That was like weird season one, too. Weird season one things that were happening, because I noticed that I was like, they tried to cover a lot of hip hop, and then I think that just ended after a while. They just stopped doing that.
Yeah.
It was a little awkward.
I think, and most of them are led by Matt Morrison.
Yeah,
God bless him. God bless him and his desire to be creative and he loves that music. But yeah, it makes me wonder. I'm trying to remember, because they still do hip hop off and on throughout the whole season or the whole show, but
I can't remember.
They really try to force it into season one.
Maybe I blocked it all out for obvious reasons, but.
Well, and you know what? Part of it, too, is because, you know, this is a show that it's not just going to be show tunes. It's not just going to be pop music, although it is, like, 90% pop music, which nothing wrong with that.
I'd say 80, because show tunes really do get a light.
That is true. But yeah. I think the hip-hop and R&B is probably, one, because it's great music, but two, because they're very aware that pop and musical theater is only going to appeal to about this much of the population that's watching it, so maybe a little bit more.
They did tour off of it, so maybe not as much. I mean, maybe not as little as we think, but they did just enough of everything else to keep it popular.
Sure.
Popular.
I mean, it's Kristen Chenoweth already.
Yeah, I do too, because she could have woke this episode up. Anyways,
yeah. And,
you know, I think this is also the iconic episode where we get slushied. We start getting slushied.
Yeah. Oh, that is true. There's characters all throughout the episode that are getting hit with the slushies, mainly because the football players are all riled up.
Yes.
And partially because of their coach going like, those stupid Glee Club kids, you know, which it's not really about the kids. It's about the adults and their own problems being taken out on the children. But yeah, there's tons of slushies being thrown around. I'm trying to, and then at the very end, do you remember what happens?
They do a group slushying.
Yeah. Do you remember who they get?
They get, I don't know, spoil it.
They get Mr. Schuster.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think it was like Finn had like gone to Slushy Kurt because he's trying to fit in with the football players still, even though he didn't want to. And then Kurt, quote, took one for the team and just threw it at himself so that people wouldn't get mad at Finn.
A 12 slushy facial as a sign of unity. Mm-hmm.
And also, okay, can we talk? This is such an unimportant thing, but like all of the slushies were grape flavored.
Yeah.
I'm like, who gets a grape flavored slushy?
Also, technically too, for the camera, it looked terrible for the camera. Like that dark purple is gross to look at. And it's not even, like they should have, I think they realized this later, but like a lighter color would actually made more sense for the camera, but purple slushy specifically, I don't know. Maybe it was a last minute addition and they just thought, this is all we got.
Sure.
We need something to show up on the camera.
I think of Slurpees, which I know that there's not, it's like semantics at this point, but like when I think of a Slurpee or a slushy, I think of three flavors. I think of blue raspberry. I think of cherry, and I think of cola. Like those are the three I think of. Never, never.
Well, that's because a slushy is chunkier ice and more snow cone, and a Slurpee is more fine ice.
Okay, I didn't realize there was actually a difference. I just thought people use different names.
No, different.
An icy fruit drink.
And then there's a cup of juice with ice. Wine punch.
You put ice in your juice?
Yes.
No, I put, I mean, not in my orange juice or apple juice.
Why not?
Because it's in the fridge and it's already cold.
Sometimes,
and I don't want it to get watered down from the ice.
Okay, and that's the thing. Sometimes things are too sweet or too tart, and the ice helps balance that out.
Oh, okay. Maybe your taste buds are more sensitive than mine, because I don't think I've ever experienced that with
orange. You know, the real game changer, putting ice in your milk.
Oh, yeah, I've seen people do that. That's a hard pass.
Yes, and if you're really up for the challenge, ice in your milk with your cereal.
Oh.
Okay.
What were you saying? Ice in your milk and your cereal?
Yeah, so you're eating, like, Honey Nut Cheerios with ice cubes.
Have you done that before?
Yes.
Fresh ice. You're going to say no. Huh. I can't say that I will try that.
Yeah.
If you ever serve it to me, or like if I ever visit you and you're like, this is what's for breakfast, this is what we're eating.
Yes.
I will. Where are you going?
I'm ready.
Oh my gosh. I will eat it and I will go, yay, this is so good.
Also, I want Honey Nut Cheerios to sponsor us, so.
Ooh, yes.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Well, with that, yeah, that's pretty much episode 8. Just a lot of relationship drama, a lot of stuff going on. It doesn't further the plot of the show hardly at all.
Right.
Like, it's just more drama.
Right.
You do get this really sweet, awkward moment where Emma goes to pick a new wedding dress.
Mm-hmm.
Because the one that she was in Dancing with Mr. Schuster was just too big and not her style and old and was like a hand-me-down, I think, and like she's beautiful, she's in a very like simple classic ivory satin type thing with like gloves that go up the arms, and she's dancing with Mr. Schuster while she sings I Could Have Danced All Night, but she's engaged to someone else, so I can't be okay with it.
Yeah,
morally,
that's how probably morally wrong Emma was in the first season.
And we'll be right back with the good episode. Yes,
let's wheel on over to that part.
Let's do it.
Bye.